his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Right where you are, join me. Won't you magnify the Lord with me? Let us exalt his name together. For when we sought the Lord, he heard us, and he delivered us from all our fears. This is a great and glorious day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Welcome to the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown, sponsored by the Florida State Conference, NAACP. I am Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr., Chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee, and on behalf of our illustrious President, Madam Adora O. Bienweze, we want to greet you. Thank you for joining us. We started on Sunday, and God has blessed us for the past 4 days with such inspirational messages. And certainly we're looking to God today to bless us once again. We expect nothing less of the Lord today. The grass will wither, flowers will fade away, and the word of God, it will stand forever. Our speaker for today is the Reverend Clyde Carter of the city Dade City, Florida. He is a pastor of the St. John Missionary Baptist Church. He is the one that God will use today to bless us, to encourage us, inspire us, and challenge us through the Word of God. He will share with us about joy in the Lord. So right now, open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your spirits, and receive the Word of God. Hear the man of God, Reverend Carter.
Good afternoon, Christian friends. To God be the glory. I wish to thank our host, Dr. Woods, for having me today, to Minister Rossi Williams and to our hostess, and also our very own Florida State Conference President, President Adora Bienweze. And to all our listeners this afternoon, greetings in the name of Jesus. I won't trouble you long. I understand that I have about 11 minutes and a prayer, and, well, 8 minutes of those have already gone, but we want to get into the Word of God. This afternoon, I want to talk briefly about the joy of Christ. If you have your Bibles, listeners, will you go with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and the 22nd verse? Galatians, the 5th chapter, and the 22nd verse. Amen, amen. It's good to be in the house one more time, especially to our listeners out there listening today. Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." When I think about this particular scripture, I ask the question, what is joy? One might say joy is a feeling of pleasure and happiness. My Christian friends listening today, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't your soul cry out in the name of Jesus, knowing that his joy is everlasting? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, right now. This is unspeakable joy in Christ Jesus. Sometimes when you're going through some things and look like nothing's going to go your way and look like your trials and tribulations are everything's mounting up on you and your headaches, your heartaches, your pain, when you look back over your life, remember, look where God has brought you from. He brought you from a mighty long way. He never is going to leave you or forsake you because he's always there with you. He will do no more on you than you can bear because he is the Almighty God. He walks with you every day. He talks with you every day. He tells you that you are his own. I'm a true believer that the joy of Jesus, it is in our hearts right now. Somebody ought to say amen out there listening today because God is love, but the joy of Jesus is in our hearts now. We know that we come in a divine system, a divine season right now where we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas by the joy and the birth. But Lord God Almighty, we're here today to say that the joy of Christ is among us right now. Just by you listening in today, you've got the Word of God going out to you, coming into your homes or to your listening, to wherever your cars or wherever you may be, because the joy of Christ is forever. I remember in my Bible, and I'm reading, and I think about things that he said. He says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When one door closes, Jesus will open another one for you. Can somebody say amen today? I'm reminding that someone out there listening right now ought to tell God, thank you. Thank you because he brought you through a lot of things in life. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God, he's our rock. He's our sword and he's our shield. He's our lily of the valley. He's our bright and morning star. Somebody ought to say amen right now because look where he brought you from. He brought you through some stuff that you couldn't even get out yourself. But when you called on the name of Jesus, the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away. I'm here today to tell you that the joy of Christ is forever. All you got to do is call on him. And just call on that sweet name of Jesus. Christian friend, Jesus continues to bring joy, joy every day in our lives. He woke us up this morning to a brand new day. It wasn't promised to us, but God's grace and his mercy, he allowed us to be here today. I pray that someone out there listening right now will cry out to the Lord saying, Lord, I yield, I live. Whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do it right now. My soul was lifted up with the message today. I hope the message goes out to you that you get this, that the joy of Christ is everlasting and everlasting. Somebody ought to say amen right now. The joy is there, and I know that my God is able. My God is doing exceedingly and abundantly above everything, but you just got to call on him sometime. Somebody called on him late in the midnight hour. Somebody called on him early this morning because they said, Lord God, I'm calling on you right now. Lord Jesus, come to me right now. I need you, Lord. Somebody praying for their child right now because they're calling on the name of Jesus. Somebody may be in trouble that you may know of, but just call them and say, think about the joy of Christ. Let Christ come into your life. Let the joy of him dwell within you forever and ever because he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end because I heard one day that he came down through 42 generations. And I know when he came down through those generations, he went through a lot of trials and tribulations. But they tell me that they took him out to a hill called Golgotha. They took him out there and they put him on that old rugged cross. They stretched him wide. They riveted his hands and his feet. And then they dropped him in the hollow of the earth. But I remember that he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. They made a mistake. My God, thank you, Lord God, today. But I remember he was there only 3 days when they took him down and put him in that old, in that tomb. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hands. Oh, Lord, praise God right now. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray right now. Let us pray because I know that someone may be hurting out there, but we need to pray a prayer. Let us pray right now. Dear God Almighty, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that those that were listening to receive the word of God today in their heart. Lord, I pray for our leadership in the Florida State Conference. To give them the strength to run this race. Lord, we ask you a special prayer for those families that have been affected by the COVID-19. Also, Father, we pray for our children, O Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, we pray for our continued studying your word that we may share with someone the joy of Christ. In the holy name, in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, we pray today, Lord God, we say amen.
The Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken. And when the Lord speaks, there must be a response. You can say yes, you can say no, but you cannot ignore what the Lord has said. Thank you, Pastor Carter, for allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way. We thank God for the message, and we thank God for the messenger. You blessed us today. You encouraged us. Pastor Carter, there may be some listeners who would want to get in touch with you. Will you share your contact information with them?
Thank you, Dr. Woods. Yes, if you'd like to contact me, just contact Reverend Clyde Carter. My phone number is 813-953-7263. Or you can reach me by email, which is clydecarter75@gmail.com. Please reach out to me for anything, any prayers or whatever you may be going through you'd like to discuss. Please reach out to me. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you again for being God's anointed vessel today that he used to speak to us. Now to all of the listeners, we want to say if you are not a member of the NAACP, we do need your support. Membership is the lifeblood of the NAACP. We have been fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for 111 years, and the struggle continues. The membership's $30. You can go to NAACP.org. It will let you know where the closest branch is to you, and we certainly hope that you will join and come in and help us in this great work of social justice. Now, friends, we want you to know we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Please tune in. Our speaker for tomorrow will be the Reverend Marcus McCoy, Jr. of Orlando, Florida, and he will bless us from the subject, Peace in Christ. Thank you again for joining us today and supporting us. We do hope and pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you and God be with you.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.